the path I recommend. I am often asked by people on the left side of the quadrant, what path would you recommend? I recommend the same path my rich dad recommended to me. The same path that people like Ross Perot, Bill Gates, and others took. The path goes from E, employee, to B, business owner, and then to I, investor. Or from S, self-employed, to B, business owner, and again to I, investor. I occasionally receive this complaint, but I'd rather be an investor. To which I reply, then go to the I, investor quadrant. If you have plenty of money and lots of free time, go straight to the I, investor quadrant. But if you don't have an abundance of time and money, the path I recommend is safer. In most cases, people do not have an abundance of time or money, so they then ask another question. Why do you recommend the B, business owner quadrant first? There are two reasons. First, experience and education. If you are first successful as a B, business owner, you will have a better chance of developing into a powerful I, investor. If you first develop a solid business sense, you can become a better investor. You will be better able to identify other good Bs, business owners. True investors invest in successful Bs, business owners, with stable business systems. It is risky to invest in an E, employee, or an S, self-employed, who does not know the difference between a system and a product, or who lacks excellent leadership skills. The second reason I recommend the B, business owner quadrant, is cash flow. If you have a business that is up and running, then you should have the free time and the cash flow to support the ups and downs of the I, investor quadrant. Many times I meet people from the ES quadrants who are so tight on cash they could not afford to take any kind of financial loss. One market swing and they are wiped out financially because they operate financially at red line. The reality is, investing is capital and knowledge intensive. Sometimes it takes lots of capital and time to gain that knowledge. Many successful investors have lost many times before winning. Successful people know that success is a poor teacher. Learning comes from making mistakes, and in the I, investor quadrant, mistakes cost money. If you lack both knowledge and capital, it's financial suicide to try to become an investor. By developing the skill of becoming a good B, business owner, first, you will also be providing the cash flow necessary to move on to becoming a good investor. The business you develop as a B, business owner, will provide the cash to support you as you gain the education to become a good investor. Once you have gained the education to become a successful investor, you will understand how I can say, it does not always take money to make money. The good news is, technology has also made it easier to be successful in the B, business owner quadrant. Although it's not as easy as just getting a minimum wage job, the systems are in place now for more and more people to find financial success as B, business owners. The kinds of business systems. In moving to the B, business owner quadrant, remember that your goal is to own a system and have people work that system for you. You can develop the business system yourself, or you can look for a system to purchase. Think of the system as the bridge that will allow you to cross safely from the left side of the cash flow quadrant to the right side. Your bridge to financial freedom. There are three main types of business systems commonly in use today. They are traditional C-type corporations, where you develop your own system, franchises, where you buy an existing system, and network marketing, where you buy into and become part of an existing system. Each has its strengths and weaknesses, yet each ultimately does the same thing. If operated properly, each system will provide a steady stream of income without much physical effort on the part of the owner. Once it is up and running. The problem is getting it up and running. In 1985, when people asked, why were you homeless? Kim and I simply said, we were building a business system. It was a business system that was a hybrid of the traditional C-type corporation and a franchise. As stated before, the B, business owner quadrant, requires a knowledge of both systems and people. Our decision to develop our own system meant a lot of hard work. I had taken this route before, and my company had failed. Although it was successful for years, it suddenly went broke in its fifth year. When success came to us, we were not ready with an adequate system. The system began to break down, even though we had hard-working people. We felt like we were on a good-sized yacht that had sprung a leak, but we could not find the leak. All of us were trying to figure out where the leak was, but we could not bail water fast enough to find the leak and fix it. Even if we found it, we were not certain we could plug it.